But these, it's the randomness of these national tags, or indeed of tagging the gay people, all of that stuff, the sheer randomness of that, it's a bit like the ID card, and it sums you up in a couple of phrases, which it doesn't. No ID card truly contains the information that makes you unique. For me, it's the stuff that you love, you hate, you loathe, you're excited about. That's the stuff that defines you. I mean, I have no ID card, passport, driver's license, that will say that, for example, I'm a night person, right? I don't do daylight, I don't trust daylight, I don't like it. Many of you are day people, you're fine with it. Grand. If you're a day person, nighttime leaves you alone. But if you're a night person, daylight has no such qualms. Daylight will climb underneath the curtains, bounce off the carpet, off the ceiling, off the carpet, off the ceiling, into your feckin' eyes and wake you up. People who invite you into their house and expect you to take off your shoes. I can't stand that. Here's a bottle of wine. Oh, thank you for coming along. In this house, we take off our shoes. Oh, do you? In this house, I leave mine on. I'm not a mechanic. I don't work with livestock. I'm not going to trawl manure across your new carpet. I'm not going to step away from the dinner party, open a vein, and write my name in blood all the way on your floor. It's going very well. Enjoy your dessert. It's a lovely dinner. Thank you very much. You're very kind. Just thought they'd leave me mark. Do you know I'd call an ambulance? I'm getting faint at this stage. Yes. Versus the things you love. For example, I love silence. I adore silence. And not kind of the, you know, the Zen Buddhist, you know, contemplative desiderata go placidly midst the noise and haste silence. Not that stuff. The awkward silence between you and a stranger in a confined space. You know when you're in a lift with somebody you don't know and somebody has to say something? It's like a game of staring where you let the tension build and build and build and build and build and eventually they go, ah, here we are, and you go, fine, I win, get out the fucking lift, I win. Right. My favourite is when somebody in the lift arrives and they go, thanks very much, and you're going, why are you thanking me? The lift did all the work. I'm just standing here, I didn't operate a pulley system behind your back. Lifts are tremendous locations for social convention. Next time you walk into a lift and there are strangers there, don't walk into your normal place. Walk in, let the doors close behind you, and stand staring into the lift. They have no idea what to do in that situation. They're sitting there going, Jesus, what the hell is he staring? Is he still looking? He's still looking at us, what is he doing? My favourite thing I ever did in a lift, I was in a lift once, on my own, and I had a bar along here, a bar there, and a bar there. I don't know if other men do this, right? If I'm in a situation where there's a railing about yay high, I'll automatically start lifting myself up off the ground. Because just for a second, I'm a Russian gymnast in the Olympics. And they're going, look at the power, incredible, and then the legs come over, unbelievable, the power's amazing what he's doing here. I was lost in this little reverie when the lift arrived. So I dismounted to get the full marks. Just spring out of the corner, ping, ha-ha, like that. Just to get the full 10.0. So there's a woman with a child waiting, and all she hears is ding, and the door is open. And she just sees me going, oi! And she goes, oh my God. And I walked out and went, Jesus, that lift comes down fast.